Sandy had been rifling through her mother's desk for stamps when she found the letter tucked into a cubbyhole between a small red address book and some leftover Christmas cards. Her mother could only have written it weeks earlier when she was still able to come downstairs. The writing was familiar but shaky, and the envelope not properly addressed. Thinking perhaps she should finish the job and post it for her, Sandy leafed through the little book, noting how many names were crossed out and initialed with a big D. Death had claimed so many of her mother's friends before her. But there was no Anna Villieri among them, alive or dead, and no one who lived in Naples. When the nurse had finished washing her mother and giving her fresh sheets, Sandy returned upstairs, taking the letter with her. Miriam was lying propped up on a mountain of pillows, her face pale and gaunt, eyes half open. She managed the slightest of smiles. Sandy sat close where she could be sure to be heard. "Mum, I found this. Shall I post it?" She held up the envelope where her mother could see it. It seemed important to keep up a pretense of some kind of normality, although it hardly mattered now. "Who do you know in Naples?" She took the bottle of Chanel No. 5 from the side and dabbed a little on her mother's wrists, the perfume her mother always wore and that Sandy associated with her all her life. A flicker of recognition, a movement of Miriam's head. Her mouth moved, but the words were so faint, Sandy had to guess at them. "Find her," she said, leaning forward to catch a sound as her mother's lips moved slightly. "Who is she?" But the drug being pumped into her mother's thigh to ease the pain had reclaimed her. Death wasn't far away. Sandy looked at the envelope again. "Signora Anna Villieri, Naples." While her mother slept, she went downstairs to make a cup of tea. The nurse was in the kitchen, putting the sheets in the machine. "How long, do you think?" asked Sandy, a tremor in her voice. The young woman looked up, kindness in her eyes. "You can never tell. Maybe a couple of days, but I couldn't say definitely." She slammed shut the door of the washing machine. "Tea?" Having made them both a cup, Sandy left the nurse alone while she went back upstairs. She paused by the front door to open the face of the grandfather clock, take the crank from the plate on the hall table, and put it into the winding holes one after the other. This was a ritual her father, then her mother, had performed for as long as she could remember. It felt good to continue the tradition. Steadying. That's all she had to hang on to now the last link to her past was about to be broken. Her relationship with her mother had never been easy. How she had envied her school friends with their warm kitchens and mothers who were always there for them, cooking and caring. But that was long ago, before she was sent away to school, and now she was the only family member left to see Miriam out of this world. She went back upstairs, her limbs heavy, walking on the sage-green carpet that was faded with age, past the pictures that had always hung in the shadows of the dark stairway. Back in the bedroom, she took up her knitting and began to talk softly. This might be her last chance to say anything important. "Why did you push me away, Mum? Perhaps, if you hadn't, we might have been closer instead of having this strange sense of duty towards one another." She paused. "You must have felt it too, or you wouldn't have been there for me when Matthew died." She thought of her husband with the habitual longing that still haunted her. When she had been blindsided by his unexpected death, her mother had come good for her at last. Cooking, doing her laundry, tending her garden, tidying the house, caring for her. All those things that she had no energy for herself. And now, only 2.5 years after his death, she was losing her mother. "But we did love each other, despite everything. I know we did.